right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The
Novo's.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, welcome to Wednesday. How are we today?
Good.
Great, brilliant. Getting ready for our isolation games.
I know, tomorrow. Very exciting.
I've got pep in my step.
I
woke up this morning and I was excited to come to work. You know when you have those moments when you're just like, yeah.
It should be like every day, Jade.
Yeah, but you know, sometimes you get tired and the routine kicks in. But because like the isolation games are on tomorrow, I'm very excited.
Well, New FM loves some Guns N' Roses, and you are wearing an interesting Guns N' Roses scarf today.
Yeah.
That's a fun fashion choice.
I think I got it from JJ's.
Are you trying to impress the boss?
No.
He likes an old rock song.
It just goes with everything.
He definitely does.
Hey, I'm so depressed today. I come to work, right?
Well, you depressed. Don't sound depressed.
You sound absolutely fine.
I've been going home and just eating nonstop. I can't. There's something wrong with
you're
me.
You're not alone, I
can't,
I think.
Stop. So
I think it's what everyone's doing right now. I felt like a fat hog yesterday too.
I went to Aldi yesterday with Jade Creever and I bought a packet of bagels, the Jade Leader special.
Aldi bagels.
Oh, they're amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
If you want to know how to toast a bagel, Jade's got a video on how to toast
it. I do, at the Jade Leader.
It's not about
on socials.
Anyway, I had 3 of them when I got home from work, followed by a big old sandwich.
Oh, you had 3.
Yeah.
That's quite an effort. Bagels are heavy going, man.
They are. Well, they're very dense. So I've done this thing today, like a BMI test.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah.
So it turns out that I sit in the obese category. My metabolic age is 38 years old.
Oh, you're so old, Maddie.
Well,
38.
When you're 30,
8
maybe.
Years plus is age.
Mm. Yeah.
That's concerning.
I actually want to do you guys today and see what yours
I know
is.
I'll be obese for sure.
Same. I reckon I will.
I think
be
we're
too.
All. We're the obese show.
Speak to yourself.
Nothing wrong with 38,
except
by the way.
Jackson.
Thank you.
Oh, Jackson's sorry, Hamish.
Fit as a fiddle.
Yeah, Jackson's a fiddish at it. We're not all that bad.
Hamish comes in this morning and he goes, I'm doing some incidental exercise.
What were you
He's
doing?
He's building retaining
You make it sound like I'm. No, it's nothing like that. Not that incidental exercise.
Okay.
Social distancing, thank you very much. No, yeah, building a wall.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we look gay.
Build a wall.
Great.
Dave
you know
dug a hole.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful wall. It's a beautiful wall.
We can do a calendar for a positive body image.
Oh, yeah.
No one's taking a picture of me naked. I'm sorry.
No, I will.
Nobody wants to.
No one was talking about naked.
I said, I will.
That's your own idea.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be. No, you hold a kettle in that spot. And
nobody's taking a picture of me like that.
Kettle.
You can if you want.
Yeah, so, thank you. I will.
Well, the phones are lighting
Team
up.
Trucks.
Sales galore. Jesus.
God, we just sold 8 of calendars. Maybe we can buy some prizes for the show.
Yeah.
Coming up next, though, is the latest with Hamish. The latest, of course, everything COVID-19. Kicking off the show today, though, here's Bastille Pompeii at New FM. Good morning, Newcastle. It's currently 15 degrees at Nelson Bay. Tops of 23 degrees on the coast today. This is 105.3 New FM. It's time for the latest with Hamish.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
This is
the latest with Hamish.
Don't cut off my bit.
Sorry,
mate. I gave him the nod too early.
Yeah, I was ready to go.
Maddie's fault.
The bit where I mentioned.
Should we play it again?
No.
Okay,
no,
fair
no,
enough.
No.
This is, of course, where we find out the latest everything re-COVID-19. Hamish, what's happened overnight?
Well, let's start off with some pretty good news. Locally, there's been no new infections in the Hunter New England region.
Good to hear.
Which
yeah,
is very good. Nice. So, yeah, continue staying at home, guys. So the total number of infections locally still at 248, and also 117 people have also recovered from the virus as well.
They're good numbers, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are.
Very encouraging.
Yep, very much so. So also to the government's $130 billion wage subsidy plan, the one where we get that workers affected by the coronavirus shutdown will get payments. That'll go to Parliament today, a drastically reduced size Parliament. They're all going to be sitting 1.5 metres apart at least, and only 30 government MPs and 21 from Labor. So the numbers still correspond to, you know, statistically what they would get in any other parliament. So
is that a first in Australian parliament
history? I think it is. I could be wrong.
I wonder how they decide who, you know, doesn't get to go to work. Like, you don't bother, mate.
No.
It's all good.
So. Also, are they going to use this to snake through a bunch of other stuff while everyone's not looking?
This is a special sitting of Parliament, and it's just to discuss this one. Well, no. It's quite open, actually. Everything's going to be very much in the open. So it is expected to pass. They actually have negotiated some worker protections with unions, and Labor says that they support it. Labor is a little bit concerned, though, that 1.1 million casual workers will miss out because, of course, the criteria is that they have been working for that company for 12 months. Mm. Now, the nature of casual work means that, you know, you don't always work for 12 months in one given place.
Of course, yeah.
So it will mean a few people will miss out, but the government says that the job seeker allowance, which has been doubled, plus, you know, the ability to work at another place if you can get work will pretty much make the give equity, so amount of money roughly. So anyway, other news: the education minister says all Year 12 students across the country will finish their schooling this year.
That's good.
Ruling out a possible Year 13, despite the disruption caused by the coronavirus. The universities will change their admissions index slightly to accommodate that, but because they know that there's going to be disruption. Also, too, another positive thing, just one of those ways in which coronavirus affects our lives, of course. We've talked about crime rates and pollution levels dropping.
Yep.
Also, too, rates of influenza have dropped as well, too, 50% lower, just simply because there's not as much social interaction.
Well, no one's having any fun.
And
no.
I think, you know what, the only one good thing that's really come out of this, though, is I think everyone's hygiene's gotten better.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I think it sort of maybe needed to happen because really, like, the flu... Oh. No,
I mean,
no,
that's quite a big call there.
That is absolutely not true.
Well, I didn't find the right words then.
People are washing their hands more.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Like, you know, I'll be the first to admit that, yeah, I was probably, like, just rinsing my hand under the water and forgetting to do soap, I'll be honest. I think a lot of people were doing the same thing.
Well, just not long enough, I think, was my major crime.
Oh, really? You always soap up, don't you? Like the suds.
Just a normal amount of soap.
Sorry, that was a bit creepy.
Serious news segment, guys.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm in a playful mood, I'm sorry.
And also, too, I hope people, you know, take the whole sort of distancing thing a little bit more into account. You know, not so much close standing when you're standing in line. It's a little bit off-putting
close
when someone's breathing.
Be warm.
Yeah. You will get a
You know what? It's actually great because there are a few close talkers in this building here at New FM,
and
God, it's been great.
An excuse to go.
Yep. Just back up a little bit.
And no one can get offended.
That's brilliant.
Thank you, Hamish.
No worries.
Right now, though, it's time for What's in Jade's Box. Play next. On offer this morning, beautiful bottle of Hunter Valley wine for your isolation chills.
Yep.
Give it a shake.
Here we go. Ooh. Okay. Like the sound of what's in there today.
First clue. It's white and stretchy and helps stop the leaks.
Helps stop the leaks. Okay, 131009. The lines are open. Playing next in your FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos.
UFM.
What's in Jade's box?
Yeah, we got $1,000. Oh no,
we've got nothing.
I'd love $1,000.
I'm used to that. Jeez, no, we have a beautiful bottle of Hunter Valley wine, beautiful red, great for your isolation chills. 131009. I'll give your box a shake, Jade.
Here we go.
Crevo's got a clue for us.
That's right, white and stretchy. And stops the liquid coming out.
Ooh.
Let's go to the phones. Who's first?
Number 11, Jack at Raquel.
Raquel, how are you?
Hello, how are you going?
Good, thank you.
Good. What are you up to today?
I'm going to court and out for lunch.
You're going to court and out to lunch?
Yeah, with a friend.
What a combo.
So your friends are going before the judge today?
Yes.
Oh, geez. Oh, are you sure you're going to go?
Wishing him luck.
Yeah, are you sure you're going to go to lunch with your friend or alone? I mean, that's quite the bet.
Oh, I think we'll do lunch first.
Yeah.
that's probably a good idea. But it'll be takeaway, though, so...
That's true. Yeah.
Well,
make sure you eat it standing up or in a car or something.
Yeah, I hope it all works out for you guys today.
Very good. Absolutely.
Yeah. Meantime, let's win you a bottle of wine. What do you think is in Jade's box?
A plug?
A plug? No. Not it.
Thank you, Raquel.
Thank you for calling the show.
Sean, good morning.
Morning.
How are you, buddy?
Not too bad.
Hard day at work last night, mate? Or hard night? Yeah.
It was a long night, yeah.
Bit tired.
Big hustle.
Very good. Okay. All right, mate, what do you think's in Jade's box this morning?
Yeah, thread tape.
Thread tape is correct.
Oh, it is? Oh,
nice. Well done, Sean. Good job. Are you a plumber or?
That's Sean, Jade.
Sean.
General handyman.
General handyman.
General handyman. That's
well,
it. You know your stuff.
You know your way around some thread tape.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
Thanks, Sean.
Send us the wine. Make it quick.
Well, guys.
Very good. There we go.
A huge problem, I guess, everyone wants solved at the moment.
What's that?
Well, L-platers. A lot of kids out there, and adults, I should say, as well, are learning to drive, like Maddie. And at the moment, there was obviously an L-plater who got fined a couple of days ago in Melbourne, in fact, $1,600 because she was getting a lesson with her mum. They didn't get out of the car or anything like that, but obviously non-essential thing that they were doing. And they don't think it's right. It's got a big debate happening at the moment. So we want to know on 131009, should L-platers be allowed to drive at the moment, get lessons? Should you be allowed to just drive around?
Is learning to drive essential?
I think it definitely is.
Is it, though?
Well, yeah. No one's getting out of the car. I sort of think it should be allowed, personally, but I'm not a lawmaker.
Essential. I don't know. Well, anyway, this is the debate we're having.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, it is essential when you put up with people teasing you about being a learner driver.
Get your license, you 30-year-old man.
6:26 with the Novos, Jade, Maddie, Crevo. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Right across Newcastle. Let's hear it. This is Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Can you ignition? 3, 2, 1.
So, guys, I found this story sort of heartwarming, but also hopeful at the same time.
They're two very good things.
And similar.
They are, aren't they? Heartwarming and hopeful. Slightly different.
Anyway, let's not argue over the semantics.
Yes,
of etymology.
If you are in the friend zone and you've been there for a while or with someone you like, there's a couple of pandas that have finally got it on in isolation after 10 years together while in a zoo.
Is this because there's no like tourist punters hanging around?
You know what? That's
gawking at them.
Do you like
that
to
could
be watched?
Why?
No.
Do you like being watched?
No.
Well, neither do they, it seems.
Yeah. But this panda's got frisky, and they're very, very happy at their zoo. Hopefully there'll be some more little baby pandas. But 10 years they've had these two together, and they just couldn't bust a move.
Do you know what that feels like? You know when people say, oh, who would you go to a desert island with?
Yeah, yeah.
At some point,
you just gotta
they're
going to
start
gotta
looking good.
Ying Ying and Lily.
There you go.
Yep. They're no longer just roommates.
A long time. How long would it take for you guys?
What like, do you mean? If I was on an island together.
It's not happening.
What do you mean?
I really want
like,
it to.
What do you mean? Between who? Like, just in general?
I really want you to both leave your partners and get together.
Aww,
definitely not happening.
That's because we have a joke that Maddie's our kid sometimes because we play drop-offs. Who's dropping Creep?
Who's picking Maddie off
who's
from
dropping
school?
Him off?
Who's picking him up from school today?
To be honest, I think we'd make good parents if we're like, if this is like the divorced section, we're doing really well.
Like a couple of divorced parents taking care of shared custody
shared
of a
custody
kid.
Shared custody of Maddie.
Coming up next, Jade.
Or yes. We can teach him to drive.
We can.
Or not. Let's debate it.
But this is a big thing at the moment that a lot of people are debating, Crevo. Really, with the coronavirus happening at the moment, there's this L-plater who was just fined $1,600 in Melbourne because their mum was taking them for a driving lesson. And the police officers pulled them over, said, you know, you're not driving for essential reason. cop this. And
stay home.
I sort of think it's unfair in a way. I sort of think if a kid's learning to drive, they're not getting out of the car. They're not hurting anybody. I think it should be allowed personally. But
it's actually a good time to learn how to drive. Less people
cars
on
the road. A lot of kids get
less
scared.
Less chance of danger. Usually it's, you know, from the same, the people are from the same household.
But mm-hmm. You can't have one rule for one person and one rule for other people.
No, make it for everybody.
Like, yeah, but, like, you know, why can't other people just go out for a drive? People have been copping fines for that all over.
Personally, I think learning to drive is essential.
All right, well, 13:10:09, we're taking your calls next here at New FM, straight after Alanis Morissette. Good morning, Newey. Alanis Morissette, this is 105.3 New FM, tops of 23 on the coast today, 22 at the lake and 23 at the bay, shower or two about.
And big debate going on at the moment if learning to drive is essential. Obviously, mum took her daughter out for a drive a couple of days ago and they got a $1,600 fine because the police deemed it at the time not to be essential. But I think it is. I think parents should be allowed to get in the car with their child and teach them to drive. And like you brought up, Maddie, good time to learn. Less cars on the road. I know that's why I was learning to drive in a manual. I just found it too much at the time. There's a lot of traffic. I'm concentrating on the gears and it was all overwhelming. Yeah. So I went for an automatic.
You're a little speed demon.
Yeah, now I'm on a manual.
You're a race car driver. Yeah. I do hear what you're saying, less cars on the road, but it's very simple. You've just got to stay home. Haven't you gotten the message? Stop it. Stop going out. I mean, what if your car, as a learner driver, was the one that stopped an ambulance getting to the hospital?
Oh,
it's non-essential. Everything non-essential's off.
No.
That's what the message is.
Learning it's educational. To drive is essential.
And they're not getting out of the car. They're not, you know, contaminating anyone by being two people in the car, mum, dad, or mum and child in the same household.
Yeah, but what about a driving teacher? They're causing chaos.
No, with a parent.
Parent only?
Parent only.
I would consider it still extra traffic on the road you don't need. Let's go to the phones and settle this. Is it Brody?
Hey, Brody. Yep.
How's it going, man?
Good, guys. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, really good. Do you reckon L-platers should be allowed to learn to drive at the moment?
I reckon they should, but only if it is with a parent from their house.
Yep.
They're not getting out of the car to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Because you see a lot of truck drivers, in the end, what's the difference between a truck driver? You see all the truck drivers that are learning to drive. Now I'm a truck driver myself.
Yeah.
So I see all the truck driver schools and stuff teaching now, which is a specialty teaching. So the person that you're training with isn't from the same household or anything. With a learner driver, that person's with you all day with all the, you know, all the stay home stuff that's going on. So I think it should be right, provided the person that's teaching you is from your household, but, you know, you're not, if someone is.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay.
Fair point, I think. Yeah. There needs to be those provisions in place.
No instructors.
Thanks for your call, Brody.
Thank you, Brody. Let's go to Kevin. Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We are doing brilliant, mate. Tell us, what are your thoughts? Should L-platers be allowed to learn to drive at the moment?
Why not? How else are they supposed to get a
shelter
if they
ain't
got
a
license?
Exactly.
That's a good point. You're turning Crevo's quick to switch sides.
Oh, yeah. Kevin. You're slowly converting me.
Flip flop. Thank you, Kevin.
Good morning, Bryce. Oh, he's gone.
Bryce was on my side and felt threatened by all of everyone else on your guys' team.
Yeah, it's because it's the right sign.
Oh, Virginia's written on the live stream.
Virginia's
just
weighing
to
in.
Drive in your own town.
Yeah, don't go town to town. Fair enough. Leave your suburb.
Nerida even said on our live stream, actually, it's on our Facebook page,
having a learner driver myself. I think it should be allowed. It's not easy getting 120 hours up, especially when you're a working parent and basically can only get them to drive on a weekend anyway.
Wow, 120 hours.
Yeah, it's gone up a good while ago, actually. Far out. About a year or two ago.
Jeez. When I learnt to drive, didn't have to do any of that.
What was it, in the 70s?
50 hours.
You just turned up to the place.
No, they changed it, I think, in 2008 or 2009 from 50 up to 120.
God. It's a lot.
Anyway, good luck in anyone who is, you know, learning to drive at the moment.
Thanks.
Maddie, when are you going to get...
You know, the joke's getting really old. You said it four times already today.
Let's go for five.
It's never getting old.
My license, funny.
It is funny.
You'll put it one day, because you'll get over the jokes.
That's true. Hey, next though, guys, we're getting into this... Well, I've been watching this. He's like a food reviewer. He travels the world, and he's quite popular on YouTube. About 4 million subscribers.
What a life!
So he's got himself a pretty good gig. But what I've noticed is his reactions to the food are getting like more and more intense.
Is he French?
No, he's actually American.
Okay.
And the way he like. Has the food entering his mouth, his like lips pucker up and it's in some parts, in fact, I'm going to go for it and say slightly sexual.
Oh.
Hey, but 4 million subscribers can't be wrong. This guy is very successful. But I'm going to let you be the judge with some select pieces of the videos he's got.
Aren't we all, you know, slightly more sexual with food now?
I don't think so.
Like, well, when I say that, I mean, I'm going home and I'm, like I said, smearing that cream cheese over the bagel yesterday. I was like, oh, felt good anyway. It got awful.
Yeah, 6:46.
I haven't seen anyone in a while.
Crevo when you wake up.
You are on the home of Newcastle's best music, 105.3 New FM. Happy hump day. Tops of 23 degrees at Maitland today, Crevo.
So I've been following this. He's like this food taste blogger guy, yeah. Right? His name is The Food Ranger. And I got it wrong before. I thought he's American. He's from Canada. And he goes around the world basically trying different foods, right? A lot of it is focused on street food.
I get so jealous of these people.
That's yeah. That would be your second dream job, wouldn't
after
it?
After radio.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, he's made quite a name for himself. About 4 million followers on... Like, that's followers on YouTube. All of his videos have millions of views. Like, that's a full-time gig for him, 100%. But what I've noticed over the last little while I've been watching his videos, his reactions to the food, I think, are what sucks people in because they're so intense and extreme. Right, he's definitely over the top.
You're saying when he tastes something amazing, he's just he turns into I don't know an orgasm king,
sort of something along those lines. And what I've also noticed is it's not just the tasting, but also the lead up, just like looking at it, smelling it, reacting to the whole situation. It is almost a sexual experience, I think, for this guy.
Oh, it's sort of like when people drinking red wine, they shove their nose in it and.
Really get into it.
Yeah, you know what though?
I get the correlation between food and sexual behaviour.
Do you?
100%, because food is such a pleasurable thing.
Yeah, especially good food. And I mean, I do get it, but this guy's on another level, right?
What's wrong with a Big Mac doing that?
What's wrong with a bagel and cream cheese, Crevo?
Let's not get into that. Let's get into the first bit here. So here he's trying, it is like a small restaurant on the side of the road kind of thing, and it's some chili crab. Just have a listen to his reactions when he's getting into tasting it.
Oh, that is the most creamy, that is the most creamy, spicy, oh, melt in your mouth, light curry aroma of joy, salty, salty egg yolks there. Mm. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He bloody
next
loves
level.
It. Yeah, well, things then step
what
up.
A legend.
When he gets his hand on, it's like a beef rib that's been slow cooked in some spices.
Oh, that's something to get excited over.
Yeah, so it's a huge piece of meat and it's very, like, it's falling off the bone and he just can hardly handle himself. Have a listen to this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It just melts in your mouth.
You know what? You wouldn't want to have that on in your bedroom, especially when you live with someone.
Yeah, or in an apartment building or close neighbours.
Very easy to get the wrong idea.
It does make me really want a piece of meat at the moment.
Fair enough.
Ribs, meat. I like him. I love meat. You know I love meat.
I know you love
meat. I'm a carnivore.
Let's do the last one. Now, this is probably one of the funnier ones I've seen. He finds this roadside seller who, over in Pakistan, is selling, it's called a beef palau, which is basically like this rice dish with a bunch of spices, and then there's these huge pieces of bone which you can, like, get the marrow out of by banging on them.
Ooh.
Right? So he cannot handle how good this is. Have a listen.
Oh, and look at that. They're just giving us extra chickpea and raisin. Oh, and meat. It's just pure heaven. Thank you, mate. We got a bonus huge beef bone full of the marrow. And you can just pound it. And the marrow should come out. Oh, there it is. Oh, there it is. Oh, there it is. Look at that. It's almost all out. One of the most naturally rich fats you'll ever taste.
Wow. Scoop of this. My mind's just gone somewhere else.
Really? I'm just on the bone marrow, but damn, he bloody loves it.
Put that over an adult video. If that's what you could do with that.
If you want to ever check him out, he's the Food Ranger, and like I said, he's got one of the biggest food channels on YouTube.
That's what they call a food porn.
Yeah, legit.
I think it literally is.
A proper fusion of the two, you know.
It's so Krivo's watching at home.
Yeah, he's not using his Pornhub premium at the moment. He's just watching the Food Ranger.
Get your eyes around it. You'll love it.
Emmy, it's time to watch the Food Ranger tonight. coming up next, Airbnbs. There's a lot of chatter about those at the moment, of course. A lot of calls to shut them all down.
Yeah, because obviously Australians being ordered to scrap their holiday plans over Easter with coronavirus outbreak. Everyone should be staying at home. They're encouraging everyone to get on, you know, Zoom, Skype, using whatever means possible to interact with their loved ones. But the thing is, a lot of people are still booking Airbnbs. Apparently, there is still quite a high spike of Easter booking. So we're asking the question, should all Airbnbs be closed down at this time? 13 10 09. What are your thoughts?
Well, my friend has an Airbnb actually, and he's he's refusing to rent his out. So I think
staying safe. Yeah, that's good.
Anyways, taking your calls next after the news with Hamish at 7 o'clock. Tops at 23. Newcastle today. Good morning,
Jade, Maddie, and Krivo. The Novos. Right across Newcastle. Listen to what we have here today. Jade, Maddie, and Krivo. Maddie and Krivo. The Novos. The Novos.
So guys, Airbnb at the moment, should it be closed down on 13 10 09? Should people be allowed to host people in their Airbnbs? This is the big question. Obviously, Easter kicks off tomorrow afternoon, so there are a lot of people who are thinking that they can still go away for Easter and book Airbnbs, and that it has been a trend with the Airbnb stats that people are planning to go away. You know, and the message is no.
It's actually illegal to travel to these Airbnbs in different areas. Yes. It's not essential.
But and some are doing it.
Yeah, but I think the reason some people are saying it needs to be kept open is because those need to be used for, like, workers and maybe like travellers who are stuck here and stuff.
Well, I know some people as well, though. People are booking an Airbnb where they live, like here in Newcastle, so they just want to get out of the house and into an Airbnb in Merriweather, say if they're living at, you know, Maitland or Belmont.
Broadmeadow.
Or Broadmeadow, where I live. Yeah. It is a thing. That's what some people are doing.
A staycation.
Or just have a beach house.
Do you have the inside gossip from Airbnb there, JD?
Well, I read the articles and I read the news, guys. I read. But this is the question. 13 10 09. Do you think Airbnbs should be closed down?
Great if you...
over Easter.
Great if you... do operate an Airbnb as well. I'd love to hear your perspective.
Yeah.
Doing it next after Nickelback this afternoon here at New FM.
Wow.
It's 7:08 with the Novos. Happy Wednesday. Good morning. How fun would it be to go over to Chad Kroger's house for drinks on the house, listening to his music? Love that. Nickelback 105.3 New FM, tops of 23 at Maitland today. 13 10 09 this morning. We want to know, should Airbnbs be closed down over Easter?
This is because, obviously, you know, Australians are being ordered to scrap their holiday plans over Easter amid the coronavirus outbreak, guys. And a lot of people are still thinking they can go away for Easter. And it's a no-no. Camp in your backyard. Get the tent up and, you know, do something out of the box like that. But don't go camping, you know, down in Nelson Bay and different places and booking Airbnbs. And that's the question we're asking because a lot of people are still doing that.
Yeah, should they all be shut down?
Well, of course, the message from the Prime Minister yesterday is Easter is cancelled. Easter holidays,
yep.
Please stay home.
Stop it.
But taking your thoughts on 13 10 09.
Are you taking thoughts, are you? Thought collector, yeah. Jake. Emily, good morning.
Up in the box.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, going good, Em. So you've booked an Airbnb, I believe. What's your thought process behind it?
Yeah, look, it's not going to be one that a lot of people agree with, but...
That's okay.
Unfortunately, my sister and her soon-to-be husband had their entire wedding cancelled on them. They're meant to get married next weekend. Now, they're actually still getting married. It's only going to be them, their photographer, the videographer, and the celebrant. Now, they don't have anywhere to go for their wedding night. So I found somewhere, and I've been in contact with the Airbnb host, who is actually happy to put them up for a couple of nights.
I get that. I mean, it's hard. Like, they still are allowing weddings and funerals, right?
So, yeah.
You know, sometimes you can't have a wedding, you know, in your lounge room. So you do need to look elsewhere. I think it's okay.
Yeah, and looking at...
I feel for her, but it's sort of... It's not what you're meant to be doing, though. Because how many... She's got five people at the wedding. Isn't it only meant to be you, the couple and the celebrant?
No,
and the witnesses.
So it's just the witnesses. So my parents can't be there. None of her guests can be there.
Okay.
So you've got five. That's okay.
Down the aisle. So her witnesses on their official document is going to be their photographer and videographer.
Emily, did they think about maybe just postponing the wedding? Why are they still going ahead with this particular date?
Good question.
They just want to be married, you know, and I think, you know, a lot of people talk about weddings just being about the couple, you know, and they've taken that advice. And yes, they're going to miss out on all of the things that a lot of us, you know, look forward to, but, you know, at the end of the day, they want to get married so that they're married.
Okay, so, and it's only them staying in the Airbnb?
Yeah, just them. The host did say that no one will be staying there the night before. You know, through Airbnb, you do have to pay a cleaning fee as well. So all of that, you know, we have to pay for. You know, we're doing it as a surprise, so you should probably hear this on the radio.
that's a nice element to it. But I have heard of Airbnbs being raided as well by police and stuff. Is that a concern for you?
Look, it'll be a hilarious story if they end up being arrested.
Well, that's one they won't forget. Are they actually, I don't know if you want to admit this, but are they, they're from Newcastle, they're staying in Newcastle, or is this Airbnb elsewhere?
No, staying in Newcastle.
Okay.
See, I think with the right rules in place, and I think with, you know, a bit of personal responsibility, it seems like these guys have, you know what they're
at
doing.
At least they're following the law in terms of how many people can be there, et cetera.
Exactly.
It's a tricky one. Well, you know what, thanks for your call, Emily, and you know
thanks,
good luck,
Emily.
to their marriage.
Yeah. Sam, thank you for your call. Let's go to Kim, who's actually an Airbnb owner herself. Good morning, Kim. How are you?
Good morning, I'm well, thank you.
Now, what are your thoughts on this? Obviously, you know, you're making dosh off the Airbnb, so it's obviously a massive source of income for you and a lot of other owners out there. You obviously just heard Emily's call. Do you agree that what they're doing with the wedding?
Yes, I do. I agree with what's been said, that just, you know, people getting away for Easter, that's a no-go. But that shouldn't be put on Airbnb owners. That's the choice of the people doing the wrong thing. We don't get to interrogate or question them as to what their purpose of travel is. I mean, you can answer the question, but what I've found is I've got people in my Airbnb at the moment, but these are guys who are here for work in the local area.
Yeah.
The accommodation they're in is closed. They're staying in a caravan park. That closed down. They're actually from New Zealand. They've been here for a number of months. To go home, they were going to be put in a four-week lockdown. They had work here. They had nowhere to stay. And we do have a lot of workers come through that have to stay somewhere, particularly in an area where there's not a lot of accommodation. So I think to suggest that there should just be a blanket close on Airbnb is just ridiculous. And I know you mentioned there's police raids. Apparently there was a police raid in the local area recently, and the people in there were apparently just coming for a holiday and they got sent home. So there's people who have legitimate reasons to require accommodation, and there has to be a need for those people. They're not breaking. They're not doing anything illegal.
No, I think you're right.
And we as operators are not doing anything illegal by providing that accommodation to them.
Do you think as an Airbnb owner you should be asking the question, though, if you are coming from out of town and turn them away and do the right thing?
Look, I must say, most of them tell you. I did have Easter bookings, as in just normal bookings, and they all cancelled. And, of course, I expected that to cancel. Everybody got refunds and there was absolutely no dramas whatsoever. I think the times for, you can usually tell by the demographic. They say, a couple of adults and children, and you go, okay, well, that's just holiday takers. They're not workers. I don't want to interrogate people, but
I get that, and I mean
because it's not me. It's up to them. The government has made it abundantly clear of what we're supposed to be doing.
I think you hit the nail on the head there, Kim, because I think there really does need to be an element of personal responsibility as well. Like, it shouldn't be up to, as an Airbnb owner to interrogate somebody as to why they're booking the place.
Well, maybe Airbnb should put a button on there or something saying,
I'm a
warning. Because, I don't know, I sort of think it may not be the owner, but maybe Airbnb as brand, organisation, should be stepping up and doing that.
Taking some responsibility.
For your calls this morning, appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
Coming up next, I want to do a little bit of a spot check. Do you know what really annoys me in life? One of those small little things. When people have extra long email signatures.
So you mean when they give them a job title?
It's like, I'm going to give you an example next, but there was a piece of paper lying on my desk in the office, right? And it was a printout of an email from somebody that works for our company. And they had 6 different job roles under the email signature. And I find that quite fascinating.
Wow.
Anyway, Jade, I know that you have a fair few on yours.
So
you used to. So we're going to get into that one.
I can't wait for this.
I think it's funny.
Okay.
Right, doing it next, 7:20. Good morning.
The Novos.
105.3 New FM, The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo at 7:27. And this morning, we're talking over-the-top email signatures, guys. So basically on my desk, right, there was a rogue email the other day.
Somebody printed it out.
They just left it on the desk. And I noticed something at the end of this guy's email signature. So it had his name, where he works, and then his job title. Not one job titles, not two, not even four, but 6 different job roles.
Jeez, he's busy.
On the end of his email signature. And I found this so fascinating. Like, some people do like to pump up their responsibilities so they look better. I don't know why. They're not getting more money for it.
It's sort of, if they can't afford premium LinkedIn, it's a good way to go about it.
It's often a way that people think that they're going to be able to climb up in the importance in people's minds by using this as a tool.
But hey, if you do the job, though, why not claim it?
Well,
I can sort of see that side to it.
Wait till I read the list of jobs that this person has put on their email signature, right?
Okay.
Listen to you being sympathetic, because you used to have a heap on yours as well.
Well, I'm keeping an open mind.
Okay, you ready? So he's a breakfast announcer, sales consultant, promotions and marketing coordinator, producer and digital content second in charge. Who's putting that on an email signature? Do you know what I mean? What's yours say?
Mine just says breakfast announcer now, just as Jade Leader breakfast
When did
announcer.
You update that?
Probably in May 2018. No, that's what mine says.
I very vaguely remember when I first started here, Jade. You had digital content director or something on yours, or producer.
No, I didn't have digital content. No, I'll admit it would have been.
Here we go.
Probably executive producer.
That's what it was.
And announcer, because
was that
that's
on
what
your
I was
contract?
Doing.
Was that on your contract?
All our contracts only say announcer. announcer. But we all have to do
executive producer.
Other jobs. Well, hey, I was the only producer. I may as well take the title of the full-blown captain of the ship.
Jackson, do you? You're a hustler.
Yeah.
What is your email signature say?
Sent from my iPhone. I think they're wanky.
Yeah.
And no, they're not.
They absolutely are.
They're not.
And
it's like a big vlog brag fest. Get over it. I don't even read anyone's email signatures. I barely reply to half the people that email
what
me.
About
so.
What about yours, Crevo?
I don't think I have anything.
I have no email signature.
Well, you guys don't have a work email.
Well, I do.
I've got one. I've never used it.
Well, there's your first problem as to why you don't care about giving yourself a nice signature.
Do you know what? Do you know what the staff contact list is great for, Jade? I know you love receiving new ones all the time.
No, I don't.
But it has your official job title on it.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Really?
That's literally funny. Should be what's on your email signature.
I totally just agree saying. With that. Very simple.
I have to go to my deleted box to.
I've got it. I'm apparently below you guys on the email.
Oh, are you? What are you?
List. So I am a breakfast anchor.
I'm not even
acknowledged as a host.
Is that different, is it?
Well, yeah, because you guys are new FM breakfast announcers and I'm just breakfast anchor.
Oh. Well, I guess you've got a long way to go to build up to our
Yeah, if you want to rock and roll, as they say.
Anyway, keep it to one. Maximum two for your email.
If you really need to, but who cares?
Just one.
No, and I say go large, put as many as you want on.
Executive producer, my backside.
I was amazing in my role.
Were you?
I was.
Mm.
Okay.
You're the star now. You're a star, Jade.
You don't need to worry about those.
You're a sweetie pie.
That anymore.
Thanks for buttering me up, guys.
Next, though, we are talking about a little shopping trip that you took.
Yes.
You butter me up to take me down.
Around this very building.
Yeah, you love a free shopping trip, don't you?
I do.
It's a bit of a weird thing, but we'll get into it after the news.
Okay, 7:31 at the Novos. Good morning.
New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up. Love it or loathe it.
Jade and I are just bonding, Crevo, as you know, of our shared experience of being losers going to singing competitions back in our younger days.
You guys gave it a red-hot crack.
Two rounds in on the X Factor.
That's all that matters.
Crevo's big Maddie's big moment.
What did you go to? Idol?
I did Idol. I did another one, but I can't remember what it was.
Oh, I could imagine both of you having a red hot go at it.
Was
just
amazing.
thinking I'm gonna be a massive star. This is my chance.
Jade's just like, we should do another one together, Maddie. It's a great day out.
It's
no, it's
fun.
Not.
It is
anyway,
fun.
Back
I
to
will
the scene,
never though. Come.
But love it or loathe it now, getting yourself, Maddie, and Crevo's thoughts on the daily topic. Going by a different name.
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it?
You know how, like, when you fill out a job application form and they say, you enter your full name and then underneath it'll say preferred name? Have you ever thought about changing it before?
No.
Never.
I know you like to have multiple names, Jade.
I've thought about it.
Lola.
Never done it.
Hey, it's Lola, guys, from Port Stephens FM. How are you today?
Yeah.
For those, Paul, if it's not Lola, who is it?
Tiffany.
I mean, that was very quick
to the
mind.
Who else you got in there? I reckon you've got more.
No, Beatrice, I've gone by that before.
Yep, what else?
That was inspired by my exchange student from China that we had back when I was in high school.
Another one? What else have you gone by?
The only three ones I can
need to catch up
prominently
with
remember.
Yeah, you used to pretend to be teacher, didn't you? What fake name did you use there?
That was Tiffany.
That was the Tiffany days.
Yeah.
Did you have a fake last name?
No. Never needed a fake last name.
Tiffany the teacher.
Mm. Wow. But I'm bringing this up because Meghan Markle's real name and title... On Archie's birth certificate has come out. Obviously, it's finally gone public, their child's birth certificate. And turns out her real name is actually Rachel Meghan Markle. Did you know that?
No.
I didn't.
Isn't her name Rachel in Suits?
Yeah, it is.
How awkward.
And that's weird, isn't it? Hey, I mean... I guess all that stuff will become public now because they're just regular people. All their records.
Crevo, You go by a different name.
Yeah,
what do you mean,
do?
My last
name? Your last name is your first name.
For those who don't know, Crevo is not his first name. It's his
Mark.
Surname.
Yeah.
Mark.
It's just always been that way.
Mark, Matt and Jade in the morning.
Doesn't have the same ring to it, does it?
But there you go. And you know what else her job description is on his birth certificate,
what?
Which I found fascinating? She's actually Princess of the United
Loiterer.
Kingdom.
Loiterer.
Did you know that?
Oh, she should bloody rub that off, because it's not that anymore.
No, she is.
She's just a regular chump now.
Got to change that. Better go down to BDM, birth, deaths, and marriages. Coming up next, we are talking isolation records. Yes, after the New FM weather, WizKid, of course, which you can nominate your little one, newfm.com.au. Doing that next.
The No Dose. Head to newfm.com.au and register your details. Be New FM's weather WizKid with the Novos.
A cloudy day and a high chance of showers. Most likely from the late morning. We are expecting a top temperature of 23 degrees in the city, 23 degrees inland, and 22 degrees around the lake. Partly cloudy and more rain possible tomorrow, and partly cloudy on Friday. A big shout out to Shoal Bay Primary and Happy Easter, everyone. It's the Novos when you wake up. Kate, Tim, and Marty for the drive home. And Newcastle's best music on 105.3 New FM.
That was Little John Hamilton from Shoal Bay. He's in Class 5C. He loves going to school there. And if your child wants to be our Weather Whiz kid from home, jump online and register now at newfm.com.au.
Yeah, they can't come into the studio anymore, obviously, but that's still a cute way to do it.
Adorable. Get on the radio.
Yeah, 100%. Hey, coming up next on 131009, we're talking your isolation records. How long has it been since you physically left the house?
See, I thought, look, people maybe a week or something, but it seems like it may be a bit more.
Well, there's a meme up on the New FM Facebook page. There are people that have stayed home for weeks and
30
weeks.
30 days,
weeks.
I think one of the records I saw was. Yeah.
A whole month. So the longest gets a bottle of beautiful Hunter Valley wine today. 131009. How long have you been at home for? Doing it next at New FM. After Post Malone, Sam Felt, live across Newcastle, it's 8:15.
One more drink.
Top serve, 23 degrees at Maitland today, 23 out at the Bay. This is 105.3 New FM. And 131009 this morning, we want to know your isolation records. How long has it been since you have physically left your home? Longest time wins a bottle of beautiful Hunter Valley wine this morning.
We did throw this on our Facebook page, guys, and I'm actually impressed with how long some people have.
I thought maybe a week.
No, well, one person, 30 days.
We're
straight.
Not going to beat that. I don't think that's possible.
That's a long time to not leave the house.
I feel like you'd get terribly bored. Bin night would be probably the best thing you've ever done.
Sorry, that was Rebecca. 30 days.
30 whole days. That is too much. My housemate, I know she's working from home. She's going stir crazy at the moment. She basically goes on a run, sits at home and works all day, and that's it.
That's all she does.
One of our regular listeners, Katie, she's commented on our meme, 24 days it's been since she's left the house, doing a good job staying at home.
I mean, it's kind of amazing, but also you could imagine very, very, like you get very bored, you get very cross at small things, I reckon. Just overall overwhelming.
All right, let's take some calls. We've got Tasha on the phone. Hey, Tasha, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, doing well. Tell me, how long has it been since you've left home?
It's not me. It's my grandma. She's been in isolation with my uncle for about 6 weeks now.
Whoa. 6 whole weeks. She hasn't left the house at all.
She left the house on Saturday because she had to go to hospital.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Is she okay?
Yeah. Yeah, she's home now. She's all good.
Okay, good.
That's like that's over 40 days.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty insane.
Oh, that's full on. Can we beat 6 weeks? No. Hold the line for us there, Tasha.
Cheryl, how you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, really good. How long have you been in isolation?
3.5 weeks.
3.5 weeks.
Wow, that's impressive.
Jeez. What have you been doing to pass the time, Cheryl?
I've been knitting.
Oh, what are you knitting?
I'm knitting blankets for my grandkids.
Oh, that is so that is sweet.
Very cute. Oh, thank you, Cheryl. Appreciate that.
That's adorable.
Didn't knock Tasha off the perch there.
No, Tasha's still winning.
Hey, Kate.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Kate. So what's your lockdown record? How long have you been inside for?
No, it's not me, mate. It's my daughter.
Yep.
She's been locked up for nearly 2 months.
Nearly two months.
Wow. So how old's your daughter?
She's 30 on Sunday.
30 on Sunday. Now, I've just recently celebrated her 30th during this time. Is she a bit down that she can't see her friends and family?
She is, because she had a baby.
Oh, congratulations.
And we can't see him.
Oh, of course. You must be so upset.
Yep.
Oh, Kate, it'll come.
So she's been inside for 2 months. So when did she have her baby? And what's the baby's name?
15th of February.
And was it a boy or a girl?
A little boy, Lachlan.
Lachlan, what a beautiful name.
All I can say is thank God for FaceTime, right?
Thank God for that. And Snapchat.
Is this your first grandchild, Kate?
My eighth grandchild.
Oh, it's still, do you know what? It's still your little
girl. A special
girl.
Moment, yeah.
It's still a special moment. Thank God for technology during this time.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Kate, we're going to give you and Tasha a beautiful bottle of Hunter Valley wine for your troubles, okay?
Awesome. How good's that?
Good stuff.
Oh, thank you for that. I'll give it to her for a 30th.
No.
Yeah. Beautiful.
You better wait, though. Wait till all this is over.
Thanks, Kate. Appreciate that.
Right across Newcastle.
Let's hear it.
This is Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The Novo.
The
Novo.
The
Three, two, one.
What's the goss up next with producer Jackson? Russell Crowe buying the Irwin some strange gifts.
Yeah, very strange. And I want to unpack those dating rumours as well, stepdaddy material.
Yeah, ooh. I think it'd be great having the gladiator as a stepdad.
Yeah, also friends talking about Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt.
Oh, right. Yeah.
They're back on.
Oh, you'll have to wait and see.
There's something to get the rumour mill going.
On the way next, straight after the weekend, this is Blinding Lights. We're live across Newcastle for your Wednesday, 8:38. Tops of 23 at Maitland today. Good morning.
The Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. What's the goss?
Yeah, producer Jackson's here. What's the goss, mate?
If someone told me that I would be reporting on Melissa Etheridge in What's the Goss, I would have told them that they're a liar, but now I can punch myself in the face because I'm about to do it. So she has appeared with Andy Cohen on Watch What Happens Live, and she has opened up about Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt because, of course, in 2000, well, I say of course, but I don't think anyone really knows this, she performed at their wedding.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're quite good friends. So a fan has asked, what's the deal with their reunion in 2020? Because, of course, we've seen them at the SAG Awards. So she has pretty much dismissed the fact that they're getting back together, but she said this.
Oh, you know what? I loved Brad and Jen together. They were beautiful. And I believe they will always remain friends because they're two very special people that can get through anything. And I just hope, I hope that their friendship lasts. Those were the glory days.
The glory days.
No, I think they're good together. They were always destined to be together, according to New Idea and Woman's Day. Yeah, I mean, they've been willing
like
it
once
to
a year.
They've been willing it to happen for two decades now. It needs to happen.
As if they're not hooking up.
You reckon?
Yeah. Sex, of course they are.
I don't know. I'm in two camps on this. I can't decide. And I don't know if I'm happy about it or not, because I want Jen to be like, don't go back to the ex-husband who did the dirty on her.
But it's been one of the first times in nearly 20 years that both have been single at the very same time.
Mm.
I think it's going to happen.
I know. And isolation. People are bored. People are getting their kid off on Zoom parties.
Forgiveness is important in life. So, hey, if Jennifer Aniston can forgive Brad, maybe we all should.
That's true. And you're going to scratch the itch. Look, wedding bells. Of course, Bindi Irwin got married.
Yeah, right. Of course.
To that Chandler guy.
Like days
not the Friends character. I know we're talking about Jennifer Aniston.
He's really muscled his way into the Irwin family, hasn't he?
Crowbarred his way through the door.
He's hosting segments on the show
now.
He's, you know, wearing the car key.
Do you think the Irwins are super rich?
Oh,
yeah, they're loaded.
They've made good coin.
Interest, do you want to have a little insider?
Yeah.
So when I worked at Meijer at the Sunshine Coast, obviously. No, listen to this. Obviously, you know, the Australia Zoo is just down the road. Yeah. So Terry Irwin would come in, and she actually wears Terry Mugler's angel. And I used to refill her perfume bottle, the one that she told me Steve Irwin bought her.
Aww, with fragrance. That's so nice.
Yeah, that's what she wears. And she bought her daughter Bindi, Marc Jacobs Daisy. That's the perfume that she wears.
Did it come in khaki?
No.
They got a custom bottle. You can be sure.
But I know...
little buttons down the front.
There's a little hot tidbit for you.
I'm getting sidetracked here, but is she friendly? Because I hear she's not very friendly in real life.
No, she was very nice to me, and I was just, you know, working in retail stores.
Working the perfume counter.
Jade, you're a delight.
She was nice.
Don't forget that.
All right, back on track. Do you want to know what Bindi Irwin got from her potential stepdad?
Yes, Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe. Let me find it. She put on Instagram, because it's, of course, his birthday the other day, a Port Jackson fig tree for her wedding.
Oh.
What a crap present.
I'd be very disappointed.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wouldn't. Especially, I love figs.
Especially because she, like, they own a zoo. They got apes of trees. They don't need any more trees.
I mean...
Yeah, you do. The environment does need more trees.
Yeah, but a fig tree?
Yeah, they're beautiful trees. They're huge. You know, in Gregson Park in Hamilton, native. They're all massive fig trees.
I love it. Very presumptuous gift that, you know, she's going to plant a big fig tree in the middle of her backyard.
It's like, nice, where's she going to put it? Love grows. Family trees. I get the significance.
Russell wrote to Chandler and Bindi to commemorate the perfect gift for you. Love from the from Russell Crowe and family. I would have wrote back, no thanks. Love from Jackson.
Get us a proper gift.
He's like super bougie. I'd expect like at least a car.
You'd think so. You'd definitely think so.
Thanks for that, Jackson.
Stepdad, step up.
Oh, thank you.
Isolation Games chat up next.
Yeah, cool beans. Kicking off next, 8:46. Good morning. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. The Novos. Santana, this is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. It's 8:54 for your Wednesday. Right now, it's time for our Isolation Olympics.
We're going to celebrate
most dramatic ends to any season.
Success.
You need to pick a side.
It's wild.
Wow. I can't wait to see this. Go for it.
Thank you.
That's right. It is, of course, the Isolation Games. We're replacing the Olympics because they'll be ages away.
Yep.
And you need your fix. Right, so there's the three of us, we're all up against each other, everything to play for.
We're the whole kit and caboodle.
That's right.
We're the entertainment.
And of course it is going to be our big next Facebook Live events. You'll be able to watch that from the comfort of your home, whether you're working at home or just chilling out.
Yep. Kicking off tomorrow at 1 p.m, an array of different games right through to 6 o'clock. And then we're live streaming the Novos Isolation House Party, kicking off from 7 o'clock on UFM. Live streaming that through till midnight. And then... because, you know, it's like the athlete's village, you've got to sleep over.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that as well.
It's going to be a full day. But obviously, short week too. Tomorrow is kickstarting the long weekend. Just putting that one out there because we've got it was basically Friday
Eve. You're bringing the home brew, Crevo? Not ready yet.
Not ready yet. Sorry about that.
But Maddie, you're going to participate in the opening ceremony as well because I know I've got my two songs chosen. Mm-hmm. Crevo, you're going to be playing the drums throughout the whole...
That's right, accompanying you guys.
I thought,
I've got to get in on the action, right?
Mm, you're so feeling left out,
yeah,
weren't you?
I need to sing
nothing worse than that.
Well, Jade gets the anthem. She has to be front and center. She's doing another Miley song. I thought, what song is, you know, fitting for this opening ceremony? And I thought, Shannon Knoll, Lift.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, beautiful.
As the flag's being raised at the front of the new FM building.
That. I think it'll be fun. Bit of symbolism in there as well.
You guys are filthy sneaks, though, because...
What? What are you talking about?
I was singing Lift in the studio before, and of course, producer Jackson, you're always watching. You're like Big Brother.
Always watching.
You filmed me singing Lift, and I believe we have a grab here. Thank you for that. How embarrassing, guys. Shall we play it?
Yeah.
Of course we should. Let's see how good you're going to be tomorrow.
This is my rehearsal for Lift.
You gotta live. I love it.
That's That is awful.
I was encouraging you.
I'm actually uncomfortable even hearing it back.
The video is even worse.
You're much better than Shannon Null still, which is weird.
You can see the video on our Jade Maddie Crevo Instagram story.
Well, yeah, of course you can.
So just look us up on Insta, now, Jade Maddie Crevo.
Jade, you're a professional singer.
No, I wouldn't say professional.
You've done a few gigs, haven't you?
You've sung at weddings. Now,
weddings.
Now tomorrow,
cafes, that sort of stuff.
Very important that our voices are in tip-top condition. Mm-hmm. Do you have any tips for me? Maybe some vocal warm-up exercises we can quickly do now.
Yeah, okay, so you can, if you... Raspberries, so...
So explain what you do.
So you,
squeeze your little cheeks.
Squeeze your cheeks together mm-hmm. towards your lips mm-hmm. with your thumb and your index finger, and then just blow out.
Imagine tuning in right now.
Yeah.
Am I listening to?
Hum through your musical scale. Humming's a good one. And then, obviously, Maddie, you want to drink some lemon and ginger tea.
Screw that.
Keep the vocal cords.
As if Shannon Knowles doing that. Surely I can do
that. Remember when old mate Conrad Sewell came in here? He had peppermint tea.
Yeah,
they all drink warm liquids.
Warm liquids.
And wear a scarf around your neck.
Get your lips around some warm liquids.
It's also a bit of a wanker. Scarf. So, anyway, that'll be kicking off tomorrow. Very exciting. Producer Jackson, kicking off next. 105 commercial free. What's on the way?
Oh, it is. A bit of Charlie Puth and Selena Gomez. Do you know what's really funny? They recorded this song when they were dating.
Right. And then they broke up, like, after it came out, like, 2 weeks later.
Yeah, it got nasty.
They don't talk anymore.
Yeah, and that's what Charlie Puth said. He's like, oh, we don't talk anymore.
I wouldn't talk to Charlie Puth either. I think he's gorgeous.
Something about him.
Great musically talented and stuff like that. I appreciate that, but looks like an absolute dud.
Do you know why I dislike? The only thing I dislike about Charlie Puth is that Ellen discovered him.
Oh, I'm off him even more now. She needs to be benched because I've got to have faith. George Michael is on the way as well.
He's a classic. I love hearing this. 105 minutes
commercial free. That's all right. Morgan Evans as
Oh, and some well. Local discovery yeah. as well.
Love it.
Oh, thank you,
Good
Jackson.
Good stuff, mate.
Thank you. It's 105 commercial free. Kicking off in minutes. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys, for our Isolation Olympics.
Yeah, it's going to be massive.
Don't know why I sound like Oprah. Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.